lot of people have something that makes them happy, and I like to follow my bliss, and minions are my bliss. Hello, my name is Lisa Beneke. I'm from Australia, and I'm the Guinness World Record holder for the largest collection of minion memorabilia in the world. They call me the Minion Lady. Happiest place on earth. We're in Universal Studios Singapore, and I'm so happy to be here. And this has been a trip I've planned since February when I knew that the Minion Land was opening. So I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to go on all the rides and see all the minions. So I'm going to be spending a lot of money. There's no budget. It's Minion. I want it. I have a 1,035 Minion memorabilia officially, but I'm gathering more. So I've collected lots more since I set the record in February 2025. So I'm in Western Australia, in Perth. From the front of my home, you don't actually know that there's any Minions inside, but as soon as you walk in, the whole wall is full of minions. I have bookcases, they're all around my television. I have a great big glass cabinet full of all the Lego. I've got key rings, I've got jigsaw puzzles, I've got so many games, mugs, clothes, and I've got minions all in the kitchen as well. Swarovski crystals, I have all four of them. That's a showpiece for me. So you're just walking in and most people go, that's a lot of minions. Never enough. There's always new things. So in 2010, when Despicable Me movie came out, my daughters were young. They were 10 and 12. So I took them to the movies to see it because it looked pretty fun. They liked the movie, but I loved the minions. They just were so funny to me. They tickled my funny bone. And I remembered thinking about it going, I love these little mischievous yellow pill-shaped creatures. I didn't even know what they were at the time. So I think from there, we bought some little lollies and it was like minion shaped. So the kids wanted the lollies, I wanted the minion. And I still have one of those. So yeah, the collection is 15 years old now. But yeah, it was slow and just sort of gained momentum in 2018 because there were so many movies, there was so much merchandise and minions were, you know, worldwide and they were really popular. So there was more products for me to buy. So my partner Mark is, he's a tattoo artist, so he gave me the tattoo. It's definitely my favorite because I get to show it off everywhere I go. He also tattooed himself. So upside down, he has a minion on his tummy. He likes me so much that he did that as well. So whenever my daughters or my boyfriend or my mom is out, they're actually picking up merchandise for me. So technically they're my minions. They do actually love the fact that it makes me so happy just getting minions. I think you can see it on my face. They bring me joy. It's a harsh, hard world. There's a lot of things that can bring you down. So when I think of minions, it makes me happy and I get goosebumps and that just brings me joy. You know, it's my thing. I speak in minionese as well to people. They look at me kind of strange, but that's okay. Bye-bye.